This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with USDA and takes a look at cotton planting progress.
One quarter of the nation's intended cotton acreage planted on that date, one percentage point behind the five-year average, and 5 points behind this time a year ago. Very much a mixed bag in terms of cotton planting progress. It's been dry in the far west, so we see relatively good planting progress in states like Arizona and California, both 75% complete, both just 3 points behind the five-year average of 78%. So pretty much right on par. But from the Delta eastward, Mississippi Delta eastward, we do see some planting delays due to wetness. Those numbers are showing up in a number of states. Just to give a couple of quick examples, Arkansas just 19% planted, five-year average is 35%. Missouri just 10% planted, five-year average 39%. And that just reflects some of the wetness and the cool weather that has been slowing field work across that region. As you move into the southeast, it's been a bit drier as you move closer to the Atlantic coast. That has allowed South Carolina to move ahead to 40% planted, five-year average is 29%.
He's a meteorologist with USDA, Brad Rippey, on planting progress for cotton. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.